2GB Motor Talk with David Berthon. The Royal Automobile Club of Australia invites you to consider membership today.
A few weeks back, I previewed the arrival of the latest generation Honda Civic, the 11th generation of a car that first arrived here in 1973, a small car that captured the hearts and wallets of buyers with a list of features that were not typical of small cars at the time. The latest generation Civic lobs into dealerships this Monday, built in Japan with a more powerful yet quieter 1.5-litre turbo engine, driving the front wheels through a CVT automatic. Just one model, the Civic VTI LX 5-door hatch, priced at $47,200 drive away. A price sure to raise eyebrows with Honda fans, some $12,000 above the current drive away price of the outgoing VTIS generation entry model. As such, the new Civic is pushing into the pricing position of German prestige small cars. Whether it can live up to this pricing position will be very interesting to watch. Honda sales are already down 39% October year-to-date, with the company earlier this year adopting an agency model. In other words, taking ownership of their own vehicles and allocating them on a demand basis to dealers. It also reduced the number of its dealers nationally, terminating around 35 under the agency agreement. The downside for customers is that Honda cars are now sold at a set factory price and there's simply no discounting. I'm David Berthon.